You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God the glory for this day and we bless the name of the Lord for his mercies and his kindness to us. We thank our King for making it possible for us to gather one more time today to pray. Now, today we are focusing our prayer on the benefits of trusting in God. Remember that we are in the month of trusting in God, or trust in God, from Psalm 37 verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And our main scripture today is Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7, which reads that blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Trusting God opens the door to his peace, protection, provision, and purpose. So you see the four P's there. His peace, God's protection, God's provision, and God's purpose. You need to trust in God to see or to experience these things. If you don't trust in God, you'll never be at peace, because you'll always be wondering what other form of security can you have. You'll be troubled in your mind. You see, Jesus, even in troubled waters, he was sleeping. I was just at rest. No worries. He told his disciples that they should not worry. He spoke to the winds, peace be still. And the winds listened. So when you trust in God, it means you know who your source is. You know the capability of the God you serve. That alone gives you peace. And I believe that everybody listening and praying today here, I'm sure that you have seen the Lord do some amazing things in your life, which you can testify of. And by that, you know even that he who has done those things would even do more according to his word. And for which, you know that trusting in him, it gives you peace. Now, protection, it's when we trust in the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, what shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you trust in the Lord dwelling in the secret place, you have access to his protection. You abide under his shadow. We also see the third P here, provision. The Lord our God, he's the one who provides for us. And you know that when it comes to heavenly provisions, there's no end to heavenly provisions. If the cattle on 1,000 hills are his, then what is it that the Lord cannot do for you? Jesus said that even the lilies of the field, they are far more beautiful than all the whatever of Solomon, you know. And these lilies don't work. Look at the birds. They don't work, and yet they eat every day. So then you should understand that the Lord is our provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. But you need to trust in him that he is the one who is providing. Have the mindset that it is God who is providing. It is not your work. It is good to work hard. But there are people who are working harder than you, and yet they don't have the opportunities. They don't have access to opportunities that you have. There's an invisible hand whose mercies are speaking in your life, by which your opportunities have not passed you by, and he's seen to it that he's providing for you day in and day out. And it does not mean that you must believe, you must do your part. But I want you to understand that if there's anything you are going to boast of in the Lord, or let your boast be in the Lord, that he has been your chief provider. Adam was going to work, and yet it was God who provided everything that Adam could work with. If you have life today, it is God who has given you that life in the first place, the strength in the first place for you to even move out that you are going to work. And so we ought to place our trust not in the riches, not in the things we've gotten out of the work, but we have to place our trust in the one who has given us the opportunity in the first place to work. Hallelujah. Now, we also see our final P here, purpose. Without God, any purpose on the earth falls out of place. Scripture says that it is God who gave the earth to the inhabitants of man, or he gave the earth to man to be inhabited by man. So it is God who made the earth. We know from Psalm 27 or so that it is he who by wisdom he founded by the earth and understanding, by his understanding he established it. God is the one. We know from Genesis 1 he created the heavens and the earth. He owns it. You understand? So if you are on the earth and you are without godly purpose, then it means that you have no place on the earth. Anything you do will fall out of line, and it will even bring destruction to others. And so we need to place our trust in the Lord. Our first prayer today, Isaiah 26 verse 3, that will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Our trusting in the Lord, keeping our mind on him, gives us peace. So we are praying, Father in heaven, guard my heart and my mind with your perfect peace. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as we place our trust in you, Lord, guide us with perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant us the grace to trust in you that we experience this peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our second prayer topic is from Psalm 34, verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. None of the Lord's servants that trust in him shall be desolate. It must never be said that you walked with God and your end was bad, because that is against scripture. Scripture declares that the latter mark the end of the just, his end shall be peace. The latter end should greatly increase. So you are praying, and this is hinged on Psalm 34 verse 22. God will redeem the soul of his servants, and no servant of God shall be desolate. We are speaking God's word back to him. That Lord, as we trust in you, let none of us ever experience desolation, never desolate. Grant us the grace to keep our trust perpetually in you. And Lord, let this state of desolation, or none should be desolate. Desolate means uninhabited, not useful. You say when a land is desolate, it means it is of no purpose, of no use. So it should never be that any one of us would be said that, oh, we started with the Lord, but now we're in a state of desolation. Never, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And it means we must keep trusting in the Lord. Sometimes believers go through challenges, ministers go through challenges, and they leave God to go and kowtow to other things. But this makes us understand that no matter the situation, like in Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, I'm with you always to the very end. No matter what the situation is, the Lord is with us. And he will never cause us to be desolate. So lift up your voice wherever you are right now and speak God's word back to him. Your word says that, Lord, anyone that trusts in you will never be desolate. Lord, fulfill this word in the lives of your children. Fill this word in the lives of your children. Lord, we trust in you. Grant us the grace to trust in you. The Lord will never be desolate in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father in heaven, be my constant help and shield in all I do. Be my constant help and shield in all I do. Psalm 33 verse 20, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. From Psalm 33 verse 20, you know there's other scripture that reads that the Lord will compass us round about with favor as a shield. And it's nice to read it, and it's very inspiring. The Lord compasses us round about with favor like a shield. But here you find in Psalm 33 verse 20, an element that is necessary for that scripture to be effective. And here you find this element here being trust. And the implication of that trust is to be in a moment of waiting. You must be patient for the Lord. You must wait for the Lord in order to experience his favor as a shield. You need to wait, not running ahead of God to do what you like, but you need to wait, to be patient. Someone say that, oh, Pastor, but I'm growing old. Pastor, time is going. Is it better to be patient and to have it right and have it perfect eventually? Or you'd rather just do what you like and then lose it all? The Lord have mercy upon all of us in the name of Jesus. We are praying that, Father in heaven, be my constant help and shield in all that I do as I trust in you, as you grant me the grace to trust in you. Lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are. Lord, grant me the grace to trust in you, Lord. And by trusting you, Heavenly Father, Lord, be my constant help. Be my constant help and shield in all that I do, in the name of Jesus. Be my constant help and shield. Kaba ba 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 ba
In the name of Jesus.
There's no one that cometh to the Father except by Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, the firstborn of all things. So if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you to do so that you can have access to eternal life. There's one thing that is sure, and it can never change, can never be broken. It's ensured by our Father in heaven, that the word of God says that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death there's judgment. Every man and every woman will stand before the judge of creation at the end of time. So you need to do that which is right to have access to eternal life by giving your life to Christ Jesus. And so I'm just inviting you to say this prayer after me, and by doing so, believing in your heart, you become a child, or you get access to become a child of God, where your relationship with our Father in heaven is restored. So let's pray. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercy upon my life, for keeping me alive till this day, for having this opportunity to surrender my life to you. My Lord, gladly I surrender my life to you. Be the Lord over my life. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bless the name of the Lord in worship.
So much in our lives that as we trust in him, we will not be the same. As we lift up this song, sing from the depth of your heart, give the Lord glory for what he's done through this session, in Jesus' name.
gave your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.